This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. We start now with AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reporting on the deep divide between Israel and Hamas.
As the war grinds through a sixth month, both Israel and Hamas have rejected ceasefire efforts, each insisting its version of victory is within reach. The passage of the UN resolution has also escalated tensions between the US and Israel over the conduct of the war. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will not surrender to Hamas's delusional demands and will continue to act to achieve all of the goals of the war, releasing hostages, destroying Hamas's military and governing capabilities, and ensuring that Gaza will never again be a threat to Israel. Hamas, in turn, says it'll hold on to the hostages until Israel agrees to a more permanent ceasefire, withdraws forces from Gaza, and releases Palestinian prisoners. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Six workers were missing and presumed dead in a bridge collapse in the U.S. port city of Baltimore, Maryland, after a massive cargo ship crippled by a power loss rammed into the structure. Reuters' Diane Toe reports on the Tuesday accident.
State Police Colonel Roland Butler.
As unfortunate as may be, it's a distinct possibility. However, we don't have any information to support that at this point.
Officials credited the crew of the Singapore-flagged container ship named Dali for averting a potentially much worse disaster. Maryland Governor Wes Moore said they reported the power failure before the impact, allowing officials to cut traffic off the bridge. Moore said the Dali crew saved lives and called them heroes. The ship's manager said all 22 members were accounted for and uninjured. Authorities say the bridge was up to code and suspect no foul play. But the accident has forced the closure of one of the busiest ports on the U.S. eastern seaboard.
Myanmar's junta holds its annual Armed Forces Day parade as it struggles to stop a growing armed resistance. This is VOA News. Lawmakers in Thailand's lower house of parliament have overwhelmingly approved a marriage equality bill that would make the country the first in Southeast Asia to legalize equal rights for marriage partners of any gender. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
A total of 400 of the 415 members of the House of Representatives in attendance voted for the bill. It would open up access to full legal, financial, and medical rights for LGBTQ couples. The bill now goes to the Senate, which rarely rejects any legislation that passes the lower house, and then to the King for royal endorsement. This would make Thailand the first country or region in Southeast Asia to pass such a law, and the third in Asia after Taiwan and Nepal. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The British Museum is suing a former curator alleged to have stolen hundreds of artifacts from its collection and offered them for sale online, the AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
Peter Higgs was fired last year after more than 1,800 items were discovered to be missing. Lawyers for the museum says Higgs abused his position of trust to steal ancient gems, gold jewelry, and other items. The 18th century museum in central London is one of Britain's biggest tourist attractions, visited by 6 million people a year. The museum's director resigned and apologized for failing to take seriously enough a warning from an art historian that artifacts from its collection were being sold on eBay. The judge has now ordered Higgs to list or return any items in his possession within 4 weeks and ordered Higgs to disclose his eBay and PayPal records. Higgs has denied the allegations. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And as AP correspondent Donna Warder reports, the winless streak is over in the $1.12 billion Mega Millions jackpot in the U.S.
Lottery officials say there is one winning ticket in the huge jackpot. The winning numbers in Tuesday night's drawing, 7, 11, 22, 29, 38, and 4. The Mega Millions website says the winning ticket was sold in New Jersey. Until Tuesday night, no one had matched all six numbers since December 8th, meaning 30 straight drawings with no big winner. A cash payout for the winner would be $537.5 million. I'm Donna Warder.
And in Uzbekistan, recent regulatory changes designed to boost the economy mean that anyone and everyone can now hunt for gold. For more stories, you can visit us online at voanews.com. Follow us on social media, too, Facebook, Instagram, and X. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.